Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Hilchas Mil, the laws of circumcision, which is the final and sixth of the halachas in the Seva Hava Book of Love, which mitzvah se achas, there's one positive commandment here, and that is lomel hazacharim, to circumcise the males, the men, the boys, b'yom shmini, on the eighth day. Ubir mitzvah zeh, and the explanation of this mitzvah is b'prakim eila, are in these chapters, which there are three prakim. The first one, this parak discusses regarding the circumcision, the bris of the mila, the covenant of the circumcision and its time. And the last two prakim discuss regarding the actual action of the circumcision and its blessings. And with that, we begin paragraph in the first chapter, which is the obligation of circumcision and its time. As Ram begins the halacha off regarding those who are obligated in circumcision. Mila, circumcision, mitzvah saseh is a positive commandment, shechayov nalei karas, which one is liable if he does not perform it, fulfill it, the punishment of karas, which is being cut off. Shlomek says in the pasuk, in Bereishis, v'odil zocher, and any male that's uncircumcised, asher lo yimul, as besides loss, they'll not cut off the skin of the foreskin, the nichrus ha-nefesh imameha, and that soul will be cut off from its people. U'mitzah la'av lomalas benoi, and there's a mitzah on the father to circumcise the son, v'alarav lomalas avodim, and on the master to circumcise his slaves. So there's two types. There's yilid bayis, that which is born to his mother, which is a non-Jewish maidservant, and she becomes pregnant, gives birth while in the possession of the Jewish owner. And the mikkas kasef, and there's that of the baby, or any slave that's purchased from the Gentiles. Either one of those slaves, he has the obligation to circumcise. Now, other av, the father violates ha'adon, or the master, and doesn't circumcise them. Bitzel mitzvah to say, he has nullified a positive commandment, but he's not going to be chayav karis because she'ena karis tolel ba'ar l'atzmai. The liability of karis, of dying at a young age, being cut off one soul, is only in the one who's uncircumcised himself. Now, ubez mitzvah ben lomel oisa haben. Now, the courts are obligated to circumcise that son or the slave bismani in this time. That is, even if the father or the master is not doing it. They shouldn't leave. There should be an uncircumcised amongst the Jewish people and not in their slaves. Halacha beis. Now, however, the courts, let's say, or whoever it is, cannot circumcise the son of a man without his consent, without his awareness, because since the mitzvah is incumbent upon the father, it's forbidden to snatch away his mitzvah. Elumkin aver, only if he violates, v'nimna lemuloi, and he's holding back from circumcising, then shebezdin molen oisa balkarche, then the court circumcise him against the will of the father or the master. Now, what happens if nisalim ebezdin molen maloi, so what happens if it was eluded from the courts, because he hid the fact, v'le maloi, and they didn't circumcise him? So kashayigdol, when this boy becomes an adult, who chayv lo malas asma, he has obligation to circumcise himself. Now every single day that he violates this since he became an adult and he doesn't circumcise himself, he's nullifying a positive commandment. Why not? Until he dies, and then his soul will be cut off from the life of the world to come, although generally karas means dying at a young age. Here, as long as he's alive, he's not really chayav karas because he could still remedy the situation and to circumcise and perform the mitzvah. It's only when he finally dies, and he was deliberately uncircumcised, then he gets the other element of karas, which is his soul being cut off from olam haba. Halacha gimel, regarding those who are obligated in the circumcision. So, echad eved shenoylid b'shus Yisrael, whether it's a slave that was born in the possession of the Jewish person, which is called yilid bayis, that which is born in the house, or ve'echad eved anolkach menakam, whether it's a slave that was purchased from the Gentile, which is called miknas kesef, purchased with one's monies, either way, chayav rav lomal oisam, the master has to circumcise those slaves. Ella, but the difference is, shiyilid bayis, that which is born to the maidservant in the Jewish possession, nimal ishmoin, they get circumcised on day 8. Or miknas kesef, but that which is purchased with money, nimul b'yom shel nilkach, will be circumcised on the day that he's bought. Afilu kach b'yom shel nilkach, even if the baby's bought as a slave, the day he's born, nimul b'yom, he gets circumcised on that day. The reason for that is because there's two different psukim. One says, uven shmeinas yom yimilchem yimilchem, kalzach yilid bayis miknas kesef. Another pasuk says, himal yimilch yilid beischo miknas kaspecha. And it doesn't say over there regarding day 8. So the resolution is that anything that's similar to the Jewish people, meaning that's born in a Jewish house, is going to get circumcised on day 8, because that's what the pasuk says about the lochem. On the other hand, any slave which is purchased by the master after he's born is not considered like a Jew, and therefore you won't say uben shmoinus yimel lochem. Rather, that would be himel yimel, which is the day that you buy him, he's going to be circumcised. Now, however, it says around the halacha dal yesh miknas kesef shenimel lishmoinu. You could have a situation where the slave that is bought with money will be circumcised day 8, not the day you buy him, let's say, even as a day-old baby. And at the same time, yeshalid bias, there could be certain slaves which are born in the Jewish house, shenim b'yom shenol, actually will be circumcised the day that he's born. Meaning, contrary to the general ideas we just said. So, ketzad haso. So, these are unique situations. Lakach shevchem, someone purchases a maidservant. V'lakach u'bara ima, and he purchased the fetus with her. Meaning, she was pregnant when the Jewish owner was buying this maidservant. The Yolda, and then she gave birth in the Jew's possession. So then that baby's going to be circumcised on day 8, because since he's being born in the possession of a Jew, at a time when his mother's also was purchased by the Jewish owner, so it's similar to Lechem, and therefore it would be Uven Shmeinus Yima Lochem Kal Zachar. And the chiddush, and the added chiddush over here is, the Ava Pishallah Kachu Ube Bifnei Atzmai, and even if he purchased the fetus on its own, and the fetus itself is actually purchased from money, meaning to say, a big chiddush, says the Rambam. Even if in the beginning he only purchased the fetus and not the mother, but in the interim he went and he changed his mind, he purchased the mother also before the baby was born, so the baby's not going to be qualified, although technically it was, not going to be qualified as miknas kesef, it's going to be qualified as yilid bias and be circumcised on day 8, because ultimately the mother was acquired before his birth, and ultimately his birth is like a yilid bias one, which is ultimately the mother was purchased before the baby was born. So nima l'shmaina, in this case, the baby will be circumcised on day 8. Halacha hey, lakach shivcha l'ubreha. Let's say he purchased a maidservant for its fetus. In other words, he has no portion in the actual body of the mother, only in the babies that she's going to have. So that's not similar to lachem. So let's say he purchased the maidservant, but on the condition that he's not going to have her immersed for the purposes of being considered like a slave of a Jewish person, which has the halachas, somewhat a quasi-state of Jewishness. So in this case, although the baby's being born, this slave baby's being born in his possession, so maybe you would have thought it would be qualified like Yilid Bais, which is circumcised in day 8. No. Nimal b'yam shenel, the baby's going to be circumcised in the day that it's born. Because this baby that's born, it's as if it was purchased just for the money, meaning as if it was purchased itself. It's like as if today, when the baby's born, as if today he was acquired. Because the mother's not really included in the halachas of the maidservant of a Jew. So that the baby should be considered as if it was born in the house of a Jew. Because a yilid bais is only if the baby slave was born in the possession of a Jew, because the mother was acquired by the Jew before the birth. But in this case, the mother was not acquired, or even it was, but not in the halachas of a shivcha. Now, vim tov le'imoy. Now, if the mother immersed achar sheyolda, after the baby gave birth, hareza nima l'shmeina. So, it's going to have the circumcision on day 8. Meaning, this is going on the last halacha, we're going to someone who purchased a shivcha on the intent of not to have her tevel in the mikvah. Where then it helps the tefillah after the birth of the baby to make it like, well, now retroactively, it's like a lid bias to actually have the circumcision on day 8, because ultimately, since the tefillah was done, it nullifies the conditions that were initially made. That's as if he acquired the mother without any conditions. So it'd be considered like a lid bias in that way. In contrast of, let's say he bought a shivcha only lubreha, then even if he ultimately immerses the mother for the purposes of abdus after the baby was born, it's not going to be effective, because ultimately when the baby was born, the mother wasn't even acquired by the master, so therefore that would be considered like miknas kesev, and therefore then the baby would be circumcised on the day he was born. But those are exceptions to the rules of what we mentioned, that of miknas kesev versus that of yilid bais. Halacha vav. Let's say he purchases an adult slave from the Gentiles. And there's a halacha to circumcise the slave. But the slave doesn't want to be circumcised. So you attempt to get him on board for a period of 12 months. Yes, I can. Once it's already more than that, not maintain the slave while he's uncircumcised. Then you have to go back and resell him to the Gentiles. Now, if he had stipulated with him from the beginning, meaning, when he was still by his Gentile master, he's not going to circumcise him. Okay, then you're allowed to hold on to him even while he's uncircumcised. As long as he accepts upon himself the 7 Noahide laws, he'll have the halacha like a resident convert, which is halacha of a non-Jew who fulfilled the 7 mitzvah. But if he does not accept upon himself even the 7 Noahide mitzvahs, then he has to be killed right away. And one cannot accept a ger teshuv only in the time when the halachas of yibel apply, not now when we don't have all the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Zayin. Ger shenichdes lekal Yisrael. A convert who enters into the community of the Jewish people, chayv mi letchila. He has to first circumcise himself. Now, vimol kashay yigay, if he circumcised himself when he was a Gentile, meaning not for the purposes of conversion, rather like the Arabs do, tzarech lahatav min dam bris b'yim sheniskar, then he has to draw a droplet of blood of the covenant from the place of the circumcision b'yim sheniskar on the day that he converts. And v'chein katan shenol kashamol. So too, when a baby is born circumcised, if he doesn't have the foreskin, tzarech lahatav min dam bris b'yim sheniskar, you have to draw some of the blood of the covenant on the eighth day. Andragonus, which this is a baby that's born, Shishli Zachris Kazachar, he has a male organ like a male, the Nakris Kinakav, and his genitalia is also, he has the same thing of what a female has. So you have to circumcise the male organ on the eighth day. And so too a baby that's born from cesarean through the abdominal wall, meaning the chiddush in this is even though the mother does not have a tumas leda, because that's only if it's a vaginal birth, we don't say, oh, then you're not going to have the halacha of circumcising on day 8, because there is an opinion, which actually we'll say in a moment, we will go stringent-like, but it says in the pasuk, but tamashev v'siyam, the mother is impure for 7 days, and then it says, b'yemish min yimel, on the 8th day you circumcise. Oh, only if it's tamashev v'siyam, and then you have b'yemish min yimel. No, it's not true. Even if the baby's not born through a vaginal birth, and there won't be tumas leda, still, in that case, umish yesh l'shtei arolis, and so too, if someone has two foreskins, mal nashtein bashmini, you circumcise both of them on the 8th day. Again, even though these cases, mil will not be deicha Shabbos, but it has the halacha of circumcising on day 8. Halacha ches, which takes us to this halacha of the timing of the mila. Im malin la'oil mel bayam. The circumcision is always only done during the daytime, achar alei sashemesh, after at least the sun has come up. Whether it's on the 8th day, Shuzman, which is the designated time for Mila, Ben Shalibizman, whether you're not doing it on the designated time, Shumit Tishiv Hala, which is from day 9 and onwards, it always has to be during the daytime. Shemak says in the Pasuk, and on the 8th day, which tells us Bayim, Balayla, during the daytime and not at nighttime. So therefore, Mol Mashallah Marashachar, if someone circumcised already from the break of dawn, Kosher, it's going to be valid because from Alocha, from Alisa Shachar is already considered daytime, it's just that we're not so proficient, so therefore we initially wait for Netzachama, for what we call Halachic sunrise. V'chalayim kosher l'milen, really the whole day is valid for circumcision. V'afabikin, even so, mitzvah hakdim mitzchazim, it's a mitzvah to do it earlier in the beginning of the day. She's reason makdim l'mitzvah, because those who are diligent, they go and do the mitzvah as early as possible, which is first thing in the morning. Halacha tes, regarding the circumcision that overrides the prohibitions of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mila bismana, if you have a circumcision on its designated time, which on day 8, like we said, d'ichas Shabbos, it pushes away the violations that are going to be done for the bismila on Shabbos. But for shlibizman, if it's not on its designated time, in the dechah does not override leis of Shabbos, well, yamtib, not the prohibition during malacha, not on Shabbos, not on yamtib. Now, obein shlibizman, whether it's day 8 or whether it's not day 8, dechah tzaras, it will override the prohibition of tzaras, ketzer hasa, meaning shemhoye by heres ba'ir ha'arlo. If someone had a spot of a tzaras, a nega, a type of a leprosy, on the skin of the foreskin, which there's a prohibition in the Torah to cut that off the skin, you will cut off with the foreskin. Because even though cutting off a negative tzaras is a negative prohibition in the Torah, the Pasuk commandment of doing circumcision overrides the prohibition of not cutting off the negative tzaras. Just like the circumcision of one's sons overrides the prohibition of Shabbos, so do the circumcising of one slave, which, if it's in that category, when it's supposed to be circumcised on day 8, is day Chesed Shabbos, overrides the Shabbos, if day 8 falls out on Shabbos. Except for the baby that's born in the household, where the mother did not immerse for the purposes of Geiris, until the baby was born, where although there we describe that the baby will be circumcised on day 8, in the Shabbos, not going to push away the Shabbos. The reason for that is because it's actually machlokes in the Gemara and Shabbos of Kovlam and Hey. If the baby there and that kiss gets circumcised on day 8 or day on day 1. Now, since it wasn't defined who the halacha is like, we go stringently out of doubt both ways. That is, we're not going to circumcise the baby before day 8, because maybe the halacha is like the one who says it gets circumcised day 8. At the same time, it cannot be Machal Shabbos out of doubt, because maybe the halacha is like the one who holds that it gets circumcised day 1, and therefore there would be Milah Shlebez Mana, which cannot be Deicha Shabbos. Therefore, it's going to be on Sunday, which will be day 9. Of the birth. Halacha Yiralf, Katan Shenoyli Kishumol. A baby that's born when he's circumcised, means born circumcised already, or a Mishanel Bachidish Hashmin Libure, or a baby that's born in the day 8th from the pregnancy, which is Kodesh Shetigome B'riyas, before his creation has been completed, where, because he's not full term, Shukenevel, where he's like a stillborn, Neshayin Lechayik, he's not going to live. Or another case, V'yitza Daifim, which is, as we mentioned, when the baby's born through cesarean, which through the abdominal wall, where they do a surgery and they open up the stomach and take out the baby that way, where the mother does not have tumas laid over there, and we explained this previously, vandragonis, or if it has both male and female genital organs, umishesh l'shtarolas, if someone has two foreskins, so these situations, ain't deichin the Shabbos. So we said, although you, those cases you'll do on day 8, but they will not override the Shabbos. And the reason for this is because these are all situations of doubt. When a baby's born circumcised, we're not sure, maybe there is foreskin here, but it's just pressed, and it requires a circumcision. Maybe there's no foreskin, does not require mila. So the andragonist, we're not sure if he's qualified as a zachar or in the keva. And the Torah says, only arlasai, a definite arla is deichin Shabbos, and not a suffix. Because arlasai sounds like this one and not something else, is excluding something else. Or someone has two foreskins, it's a suffix, which one is the Arla and the mitzvah on day 8, and which one's not, and would not be included, and would not be Deicha Shabbos mitzvah. So to a baby born in the 8th month, the milah is not a mitzvah, because the baby's like a dead child, and it's forbidden to even move him on Shabbos. And cesarean is a suffix if it's included in being circumcised on day 8, because the halacha might be, like the one who says, that if the mother does not have the tumas leido, which is when the baby is not born through the vaginal canal, there's no halacha of circumcising on the day 8. So they will go stringently. It'll be circumcised on day 8, but it won't be deicha Shabbos. So in all these cases, elin namoil mechab Shabbos, rather than be circumcised the next day on Sunday, shiyim tashir shalem, which will be day 9 from their birth. Halachid beis, mishanol ben hashmash, someone's born by twilight, which is the time period from when the sun has already set before 3 medium-sized stars has come out, which is called always ben hashmashes, which is suffik by yom, suffik by laila. Now, it's not sure if that's part of the day or part of the nighttime. So, min ben laila, we're going to have to count, because you can't, for sure, can't do it before day 8. You could do it, but you have it after day 8. So we're going to count for the nighttime. And then it's going to be circumstances on day 9, which might be the 8th day, depending if it was already nighttime, or if it was already born before in the day, then it would be day 9. Now, the middle of the Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes, let's say it's Friday night by twilight, then in the Deches Shabbos, you can, even though, let's say, we'll say you'll usually do it on 8/9 days later, which will be the same day of the nighttime, which would be Shabbos, you can't be Deches Shabbos. Because El Nimel Be'echad B'Shabbos, rather the circumcision will be on Sunday, which is maybe day 9, maybe day 10, because she ain't Deches Shabbos B'Safik. Since it's a Safik, so we'll go l'chum, we'll do it later, which is better than earlier than day 8. You can't do earlier, but not to be Mechal Shabbos, only the definite. And therefore, you'll have to wait till Sunday, which maybe is day 10 already. Halachid Gimel. Mishnah b'chedesh hashmini, if someone is born in the 8th month. So, it depends. Imo yisholim b'sa'ogha u'b'tzipanav, if his hair and his fingernails are all intact, that is, if all the child is considered a complete child, ben shibahu, although we say in Talmudic literature that a baby born in the 8th month is non-viable, must have been, it's really, because in Talmudic literature, there's two types of births, there's 9 months and 7 months, and those both are viable. Must have been a 7 month, el shenashtar, it just, there was a delay, although we think it's 8 months, really 7 months, it just delayed coming out. Umutol tal tal b'shabbos, you let him move that baby in Shabbos, in the kevin, it's not like a stone, like a rock, umol nesh b'shabbos, and you could circumcise him on Shabbos. Avlam noed, but if he's born with sa'ori laka, and his hair is inferior. Vein tipon b'shleim kibriyasin, and the fingernails are not complete the way they're usually born. Hadiza ben Shemayin about that most definitely this baby must be an 8-month baby. Shalahayaroi livalid el betisha, really, he's only supposed to be born in the 9th month. But v'yatzakim shiyagama, but the baby came early before his completion has been done. Well, the fikah chachashim gavin, therefore it's considered like a stone. V'asal tal b'shabbos, and I'll move him on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot circumcise him on Shabbos. V'av b'kain, even so, im shosh leishem yom, but if he survives a period of 30 days, then he's considered a viable child, and then he's going to have the halacha like all other babies that are born for all halachas, because any baby that survives for 30 days in mankind, in an awful, is not considered as a stillborn. Now, someone's born in the 7th month of the pregnancy. So, in the Eilid Shalom, if he's born complete, it's considered an intact, viable child, you can circumcise him on Shabbos. Now, Savig ben Sheva, Savig ben Shmoyne, let's say not sure when exactly did they have, when did conception happen, not sure if it's 7 months or 8 months. Okay, so then you can circumcise him on Shabbos, al kaponim, whichever way you look at it, because im ben Sheva hu v'shalom hu, if it's a 7 month pregnancy and delivery, and the baby's intact, so b'din u'shiyat ha-Shabbos, like we said before, so the halacha dictates that it should override the halachas of Shabbos. And even in Ben Shmainuhu, and even if it's an 8-month baby, when this guy is circumcising, it's just like cutting a piece of meat where there's no liability for making chabur on Shabbos. Because that means to say, if this baby was born in the 8th month, so then he's a stillborn. It's like a dead person where there's no liability for doing chavala on Shabbos, because that's only by a living person, which is like partial death. Now, here the baby's already dead. Now, although you're not allowed to move such a baby because they said it's like a stone, but that Isra of Muktzah is only rabbinic. And when there's a suffix of maybe you're performing a mitzvah, then the Rabbana permitted that, unlike when it's a definite 8th month where there's no even suffix mitzvah, then you wouldn't be able to do the circumcision on Shabbos because of the Isra of moving Muktzah unnecessarily. Halachat Ezvav. Haitzi uber roishai. If the fetus stuck its head out, chutz lemei imoy, out of the mother's womb, bein hashmasha is by twilight of Friday night, although the entire baby only came out when it was already Friday night, you're not going to do the circumcision on day 8 on Shabbos, because we start counting the 8 days from when the baby's head already came out. Because once the head comes out, it's already like it's born. So it's like it was born Ben Hashmashas, never Shabbos, which we said is not Tech Shabbos, like we said in Halach Yud Beis. Now, and whichever baby you're not going to override Shabbos for, in the Deches Yom Tov tradition, it's not going to override the first day of Yom Tov either. But the Deches Yom Tov Shini, but it will override the second day of Yom Tov, which is only a suffix, and therefore would be more lenient. However, in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, in the Deches, it's not going to override Lois Rishon, Lois Hashanah, not the first day, not even the second day, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like one sanctity. It's like considered what's called Yom Arichta, like one long day. Even there, it's Yisrael, they keep it, and therefore that's more severe. V'chein, and also, which some say the word V'chein is seems difficult, because all the halachas that we mentioned in this halacha, they're all because of this reasoning the Rambam is quoting now of Milu Shalib Ezman is not Teich HaShabbos V'yamtim. So we always say B'chein. Rather, some want to say the word should be B'chol, which is what he means to say is that any situation where the circumcision of the baby is going to be performed not in its designated time, for example, if the baby was sick on the 8th day or some other mishap happened, they couldn't circumcise in the designated time, that still you're not going to do this in the Mila on Shabbos, then that would be any Mila Shalib Ezman, the circumcision not in its designated time, in the Deicha, Eshnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah will not override Shabbat, and also, like we're saying, will not override the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Lach Tezayin continues, what happens if the baby was sick? Chayla, if the baby's sick, Ein Mal Noisei Ad She'Yavid. You don't do circumcision until he becomes healthy, because or else it could be dangerous to do the Mila. Umayin Lemi'ei She'Yavid Mechalya, and you start counting from when the moment the baby becomes healthy, where he comes out of his sickness, Shiviyam Me'eis La'eis. 7 days, 24-hour periods of 7 days. And then you do the circumcision. Now, when we say you have to wait so long, if let's say it was had a fever or creates a bechol, is there anything similar like an illness which is it takes over the, it's a global, it takes over the whole body. But let's say it's just that his eyes were hurting, which is only a sickness in one organ. So when his eyes open up and he's healed, then you can do the circumcision right away. If there's anything similar like that, you wouldn't have to wait 7 24-hour periods. If you have a baby on the 8th day that he's very yellow, you don't do the circumcision until the blood falls into him, where he gets more the blood. And then he gets back the color like way a healthy baby has. Let's say he was too red, like as if they painted him. So you don't do the circumcision, because now that means to say all the blood there is between the skin and the flesh. If you're going to do the circumcision, all the blood's going to come out until the blood gets absorbed into the baby. And then he gets back his color like all other the babies. Because this is an illness, whether it's too yellow or too red. But you have to be very careful with these things, because else it can be dangerous. Now, Isha, Shemala b'no Rishain, a woman that circumcised her first son, and because of the circumcision, the baby died. Shech Shilas Kecha, because it weakened the baby by doing the Bris Mila. So do they circumcise the second baby, and the baby died because of the circumcision. And this is Bim Bala Rishain, Bim Bala Shini, whether it's from her first husband, whether it's from her second husband. So the third baby, you're not going to do the Bris Mila in his designated time. You wait for him until he becomes older, and that he gets his strength and vigor. So to one does not do a circumcision only on the baby, a child that does not have any illness, because danger to one's life pushes away all obligations. And the Efshalom Malach Hazman, And says Ram a svara. Said the circumcision you could do at a later point in time. But we can never bring back one soul from the Jewish people if the baby's going to die, and if we'd rather push that off than have the baby put it in a situation of danger.